with sunshine dominating, high in the upper 70s. We should be near 80 on Saturday, and most of the day will be dry. Can't rule out a stray shower, maybe in the afternoon, but scattered showers and thunderstorms become more likely Saturday night into part of the day Sunday before it turns dramatically cooler again. High temperature only 65, and the pollen count is still in the very high range right on through the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police have opened a homicide investigation after a woman was stabbed to death. Authorities say this happened in the 1100 block of Eastern Boulevard around 4 o'clock Wednesday afternoon. A suspect has been taken into custody and charges are pending. Former Alabama House Speaker Mike Hubbard wants the state Supreme Court to toss out his 2016 conviction on ethics charges. Hubbard's attorneys argued prosecutors stretched the intent of the ethics law. The Alabama Court of Criminal Appeals upheld 11 of the 12 counts of which he was convicted. And State Representative Dimitri Palizos died Wednesday morning after suffering a heart attack at his home Tuesday night. He was first elected to the District 74 seat in a special election in December of 2013. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Boeing unveils an overhaul to its 737 MAX software as Capitol Hill addresses flight safety.
Chicago police released their file on Jussie Smollett. He is walking around saying he is a victim.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos facing a flurry of criticism over a proposal that would eliminate funding for the Special Olympics.
Guilty plea from the self-proclaimed neo-Nazi behind that deadly attack during the white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia.
One of the nation's largest wireless providers is set to release new technology to stop robocallers.
They're basically band-aids on a much bigger problem.
President Trump's surprise move to end Obamacare once and for all. It's not just sparking new attacks from Democrats. Republicans now divided too, including some within the president's own administration.
It was a real game changer announced by NFL owners.
Next season, for the first time, coaches will be able to challenge pass interference.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See, a law enforcement officer, give him a big thumbs up. They really appreciate that. I saw one that was driving through when I was going to the Fresh Market last Thursday. He had a big thumbs up and just smiled as big as he could please. Let's go back to Rand Paul continuing this conversation. He's going to say something interesting here. Release it all.
You say that Brennan Clapper and Comey were all frustrated. What's frustrating is they use this dossier, this unverified, salacious dossier, very scandalous, as you say, to try to take down the president. You tweeted out you have a high-level source. I doubt you're going to tell us who the source is, but I have to ask, who's the source? And if you're not going to tell me the name, how trustworthy is this person?
You know, I think it comes from someone who has a great deal of information about what's been going on. Not everybody, I mean, nobody knows the complete picture yet. And that's why I'm in favor of, you know, the president has now said that he's going to declassify some of these documents. See, I believe that the dossier, you know, had been held by the FBI for several months. You know, Brennan starts his little group to investigate it. I believe at that time they did talk to President Obama about it. And I think this should all be asked. When did President Obama learn about this and what was his recommendation? He's in charge of the government. Did he recommend that you try to spread the dossier throughout the government? Remember those reports right around the time of the election, right after Trump won, they were saying that Obama officials were spreading this information throughout government. They were spreading the dossier and they couldn't gain traction, so then they released it to people outside government, reporters, who would write a story, and then they would say to the FISA judge, look, there's a story being written about this dossier. It must be true.
It's Exhibit A. And it'll be interesting when you're able to call Mr. Brennan in front of Congress. That's going to be great. A member of Congress got the attention of the president this morning in a tweet. Want to read it to you, Senator. Congressman Adam Schiff, the president writes, who spent 2 years knowingly and unlawfully leaking and lying, should be forced to resign from Congress. What do you think about that?
Pretty strong words. I think we should see the evidence. I think if you're on the intelligence committees or any committees that handle sensitive material, leaking that to the media is a crime and ought to be a crime. And we have certain rules for congressmen. So you can say things in public on the floor in the spirit of debate. You can't be censored for that. But if you're from a committee, take hearing a classified hearing, and then you're talking to a reporter about it, that is a real problem. It's one reason why whenever I go to a classified hearing, I don't stop and talk to the media immediately. I want to make sure that I've collected my thoughts and that I don't reveal anything that came from the classified hearing.
But it does happen a lot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it comes all throughout government. That's a sad thing. It comes from the Pentagon. It comes from the Department of State.
Yeah.
I talk to ambassadors, our ambassadors overseas, of them are afraid to talk to me on official lines because they're being listened to by other members of our government.
Yeah, and by the way, the Democrats are not buying the summary. They still think the president colluded just about to a person. They just can't get enough of this story.
Yeah, and I think what's going to happen, and what I'm telling people is I'm okay with the Mueller report coming out more completely, but in addition, we need to have information on Obama, White House officials, Comey, Brennan, Clapper. That should be part of it because the report is the conclusion, but the beginning is why did we get to the report in the beginning and did someone misuse their office? So if Democrats want the complete Mueller report, I'm going to object until we get a complete report of all the Obama era officials that got this thing started.
Thanks so much, Senator, for being with us.
I told you guys that's exactly where it's going. They're gonna wrap these two things together, and the Democrats are gonna squeal like little stuffed pigs here when this thing when they say that you can't do that, you can't do that. That's classified information, and that's breaking the secrecy.
And it always comes back to that weird little story in the midst of this larger narrative of Susan Rice sending that email to herself about the meeting with Obama and Comey and everything going on with the Russians and with the potential...
The CYA meeting?
Yes, the CYA meeting. And so that makes me think, you know, maybe they set up enough of a structure to protect President Obama, but in particular, I like that Rand Paul's focusing on John Brennan. I think that guy is rotten as hell. Him and Clapper together, and that's who they should focus on.
I agree, and I think, you know, when Rand Paul, who's a civil libertarian for sure, and doesn't like the spying part of this stuff, Trump have become friends, and so I have kind of a funny feeling these people are all kind of in this orbit, or all doing the things that... It's all moving together. And I can really feel this thing is feeling different now.
Well, and here's an interesting aspect if you're going to go after John Brennan. Lindsey Graham is the head of the Judiciary Committee in the Senate, but I believe the ranking member, the Democrat there, is somebody who would be more than happy to go after John Brennan. I believe that's Senator Dianne Feinstein. Yeah, Feinstein is on the Judicial Committee as the ranking member, I believe. I think so, because... The bar summary, that's who it was sent to. And Feinstein was the one who raised all sorts of hell after John Brennan, who CIA, had essentially spied on the Senate and Senate offices.
Unwittingly.
Right. So, no matter the partisan politics of it, that'll always be around. I think Feinstein would be more than willing to take on John Brennan.
Interesting, as we would say. There's some other things that are kind of in the news here. The Southern Poverty Law Center reels from harassment and intolerance claims. This is a stop-and-go piece. Unless you want to pick this call up.
Yeah, this is actually Chad.
Chad, welcome aboard the Damo Show.
Well, the Democrats never seem to disappoint, do they? They just can't go away from the shiny object. And, Nancy Pelosi's criticism of Bob Barr is just absolutely disgraceful and disgusting and expected. And so I'm not surprised by it. But tell me something, Dan. Which attorney general is not handpicked by the president?
Exactly. I said that as soon as she said that.
I mean, they're all handpicked. They're cabinet members, you know? It's like, well, from now on, the attorney general must be picked by a committee of progressive Democrats instead of the president, you know? But I'm with you guys. The wheels are coming off this thing fast, and if Lindsey Graham does what he's going to do and they start, if the president actually declassifies the FISA warrants and the FISA reports and everything, I think we're going to see some heads roll.
They are going to go nuts. The Dems will absolutely go nuts if they do that.
So what? This is the same Dems who want to disclose all the top secret stuff that's in the Mueller report? Those Dems, you mean?
Yeah, and that's what I said. They're going to walk into the knife here because they're going to keep saying, we want the entire report. And Donald Trump's going to go, that's fine, I want it too, but I'm also going to release the FISA since you guys want to see everything.
Yeah, we're going to open it all up, brother.
There you go.
Which explains to me why John Brennan was, not just backtracking or crawdadding sideways the other day, but practically, basically saying, it's like the scene in Animal House. Well, you blanked up. You trusted me. See right now. I would have never imagined as strident and as ugly as John Brennan has been to the president and about his opinions about the president being a spy and everything else. I never would imagine that he would just fess up on MSLSD with Morning Schmo I guess I just got it wrong. My sources were wrong. Your sources are wrong? You're the freaking DNI under Obama. You're connected to every source there could be in the CIA and the FBI and the national security guy. I mean, come on. What do you mean your sources are wrong? What we really know what happened, and that is he was just making it up.
Exactly right.
Yeah, making it up, just like the FISA warrant was made up, just like it was made from. Everything is traced back, and this is what we're going to find out.
That's everything. Everything was a narrative of Russia and Trump. And what they did is, when he got elected, they just kept that narrative going.
Right. And they used the fake dossier as the substance and basis for all of it.
Yeah.
And they'll say, well, there was other stuff in the FISA warrant except other than the dossier. And then you find out, no, there really wasn't. And now if they make it public, you have that stupid Democrat Schwatel, whatever his name is, Swalwell, as I call it, from California, actually saying that the president is still an agent of Russia. These people are absolutely certified. They're calling Trump insane? I mean, these people are certifiable. But the good thing about it, Dan, is people with common sense who live out there in the hinterlands, like you and I and others, they're like, okay, there were no findings in Mueller. Not only did he say there wasn't sufficient evidence, he said there was no evidence of collusion. Right?
Right.
So most people have shut down that, and there's a few savvy politicians on the Democrat side that see that this is not a good place to go. One of them being, the black congressman from South Carolina, who I actually expected to go the other way on it.
Claiborne. Claiborne, yeah.
Yeah. So, what are your thoughts on it? I mean, I, of course, we're expecting a couple of IG reports to come out, too, on Hillary Bill.
Yeah, well, you have the FISA warrant. I think it's going to get released. I think you have the IG's report. I think you heard me play the clip. Donald Trump isn't giving up on the Hillary Clinton email scandal. And as he keeps saying, this can never happen again. And I think he's going to do something to stop that.
I think he is, too. And I think the other thing he ought to do is he ought to pardon Flynn, Stone, and who else? I don't think Manafort deserves a pardon because he committed criminal acts from years ago. But
Papadopoulos?
Papadopoulos, who's already done his 16 days in the federal pen. You know, so I think those people deserve to be pardoned. You know, it's just amazing the railroad job that, you know, I feel so sorry because, you know, you and I both know how much money they had to spend to lawyer up on this thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think what we thought a year ago is exactly what's happening.
Isn't it unbelievable? I think we thought it more than a year ago. Yeah. You know? I mean, everything that we said to say, oh, y'all are conspiracy theorists. I'm like, no. You know, it's just drip, 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 drip. And now that, you know, there's nothing out there pointing the finger to Trump anymore, Trump is emboldened, and he can say, let's, you know, release the Kraken.
Yeah, right.
Release the Kraken. Listen, you guys have a great afternoon, okay?
Thanks, Chad. Appreciate you, buddy. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See a law enforcement officer? Give him a big thumbs up.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. property management source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Randy, why do you plant a garden?
Well, I raise a garden with my family every year, and it's just kind of in my blood.
Well, what if you don't know how to raise a garden?
Well, that's when you come to Prattville Farm Center, because we have the seed and the supplies and the knowledge to help you whether you're an old hand or just starting out.
So come get your family garden started today at Prattville Farm Center.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and like them on Facebook.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Got my wallet back. That's the good news. What else happened? Lost I am without my wallet.
Yes.
Taylor, when you're trying to get medical stuff done and you don't have your card, your medical card, that messes things up. 2729228. First time callers can let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. They have 25% off prime steaks, whether it's the ribeye, New York strip. Did you get the ribeye or New York strip?
I went with the New York strip.
Okay. You didn't want to do the ribeye, huh?
It was between those two. It was a coin flip. And
how much was the New York strip per pound?
I think it was $19.99 normal, and then 25% off at the register.
$19.99 is what a ribeye is.
Right. It wasn't a price thing. It was more the two New York strips at the front of the shelf. Oh,
Joey. Joey.
That's what I went with.
Let's go to Mike D. Mike D, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Joey. How are you guys doing today?
We're good, my friend. How are you? Long time no talk to.
Yeah, I'm doing great. Hey, you know, I called in about 6 months ago and said that I wasn't worried about how this was going to work out because our president is in the Wrestling Hall of Fame. This one isn't one of the biggest wrestling swerve moves I've ever seen. He's got these people begging to be bludgeoned over the head. It's just great.
He really is. And when Donald Trump is saying something, you need to listen because he's telegraphing something to you.
Absolutely. Hey, I just wanted one other thing to shout out to you. I took my mom. She's kind of a shut-in. She doesn't get out of the house much.
Uh-huh.
But I took her out to Sweet Creek last weekend,
yeah.
And she had a blast.
That is great.
She had some of the ribs that were fall off the bone. Man, they were so good. And I, of course, had a Cuban.
Good for you.
And
what day were you there?
Saturday. We went out. I actually took a Saturday off and took her over there. We were there around 1 o'clock.
That is great. Did you take her down where the chickens are and the goats and the bunny rabbits?
Yes, she got to play with the baby goat. She enjoyed that. And we met Reed. He got us some of the peach cobbler. And I tell you, all I've heard about all week is how she wants to go back and get some more of that peach cobbler. That's some good stuff.
Well, I tell you, a great day to go is also on Sundays after church.
I'll have to do that.
That's what I did last weekend. It was really good.
Well, if you'll throw my name in the drawing for this week, Sweet Creek.
You got to... Mike, give me your month and day of birth.
9/27.
You got that, Joey's son?
Indeed.
We got you in, buddy. We're doing that drawing tomorrow. Good luck.
Appreciate it, brother. Y'all keep up the good work.
Thanks, Mike. Another happy listener going to Sweet Creek Farm Market. Great place. Yeah, I got guests coming in from out of town and definitely going to take them there. Got to get my Sunday brunch plans done. Don't want to get shut out. Okay, so Southern Poverty Law Center is back in the news. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see it. JD, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
I'm great, JD, and you?
I'm doing well. It's beautiful out here today.
Okay, remember you're talking to two guys in an attic.
I know. I'm sorry. I was going to sit there and tell you how beautiful it was and how nice it would be to sit in a park and write a fake dossier against, I don't know, maybe somebody like Clintons, but and even have The Rock deliver it in his old school, you know, The Rock, Rudy Poot, you know, that kind of, you know, that kind of verbiage, deliver it to him. And then I thought that was just stupid because there's nothing that I could write up that was fake that they, that, you know, that was criminal that they haven't already done. So, I mean, it would be almost pointless because if they dig, if they even scratch the surface on the Clintons, then there's tons of stuff there that's pretty obvious. But I guess they'll just keep going on the fake dossier for Trump because apparently if it's fake, it's got to be true.
Well, I think he's going to burst their bubble with the FISA, releasing the FISA warrants.
I really hope he, you know, blows the top off of everything. And like I've been saying since day one, he's playing chess, they're playing checkers, and I hope he's just set them up for failure.
J.D., what do you think is going to happen with this?
You know, I am not sure. And like you were talking, you and Joey were talking earlier about the Brennan ordeal. In my mind, when y'all were saying that, I'm thinking, well, you know, these people will, it depends on how much they hate Brennan over Trump or vice versa as to, all right, now my enemy is my friend because they coincide, you know, they both hate this person, and then I'll work on this other guy later. They're just picking and choosing sides based on what's going to benefit them. You know, I really think that... I think Trump's going to come out on top. I think they're going to start fighting with each other more than anything.
Yeah, I think once... the way to watch it is, if he starts talking about releasing this FISA application, and the Dems go really nuts, you know they're getting close.
Well, I think they're going to start, you know, doing... they're going to start throwing each other on the bus. I think that's what's going to start happening. People are going to start... When the top gets blown off, they're going to start running for cover... And they're going to throw any of their colleagues or quote unquote friends under the bus to save their own skin. And I just don't think that everybody can be saved. I don't think any of them can be saved, to be honest with you. I think Trump's going to prevail and show everybody how much of a swamp it really was.
Well, when he keeps saying this should never happen to another president, I take him for his word. I think he realizes how bad it was, and it needs to stop. And the only way to stop it is you got to out these people, and somebody needs to go to jail.
Well, I think he's got something in store for the media networks as well for not doing they're just taking somebody's word as a factual source and not researching it or investigating it and running with it as the truth, trying to convince all these Americans that is the truth, and they did not do any fact checking. And then they got caught with their pants down last week. They're like, our bad. We should have checked these facts a little bit better. But, you know, I think he's going to find some way to hit the media pretty hard with all this.
Well, the media looks stupid is what they do.
Yeah.
And they're losing ratings where they are right now.
You're absolutely right, Dan.
So,
fellas, I'm going to get back to it. I'm going to enjoy the show. I'm going to keep listening. Always a pleasure. Always good to hear you guys.
Thanks, J.D. We got your name in, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Reminder, Whitney White is the events coordinator at Vintage Year. Does Vintage Hospitality for both Vintage Cafe and Vintage Year. So if you need something catered or you need an event that you want to use the Vintage Year or Vintage Cafe, I'm going to give you her telephone number. It's 294-8644 Whitney White. Give Whitney a call and for anything that you need to set up. Okay, Southern Poverty Law Center kind of back in the news on a lot of different fronts. Mark Richard Cohen had resigned. Mark Steves, of course, had resigned. I do have some confirmation on some things here, but let's listen to the first part of the story.
The Southern Poverty Law Center facing renewed criticisms now with one headline going as far as to say the progressive nonprofit is in a state of moral collapse. The president and co-founder both out now amid allegations of racism, sexual harassment, and intolerance in the workplace. The group also under fire in recent years for labeling conservatives as bigots. Our next guest had a run-in with the group as well when he was incorrectly branded as an anti-Muslim extremist. Here with more is Majid Nawaz, founding chairman of Quilliam, a counter-extremism think tank. So this organization, I know that they went after you, and we'll get to your story in just a minute, but the organization fired the co-founder, Morris Dees. The organization's president, Richard Cohen, had to step down. There were complaints. 24 employees sent a letter to the board of directors. They were concerned about allegations of mistreatment, sexual harassment, gender discrimination, and racism. Female staffers were warned. One person wrote to the New Yorker who used to work there. Female staffers were warned by new colleagues about Dees' reputation for hitting on young women. And another employee called it a virtual buffet of injustices. So the article talks about a state of moral collapse there at the Southern Poverty Law Center. What is going on?
Well, clearly, this is a classic case of an organization that has grown fat on its own success, has taken the goodwill that the public had for it, for helping to bankrupt the KKK a few years ago. They've taken that goodwill for granted, and it appears, both from the New Yorker article, which I have read, and some of the follow-up articles about the resignation after Morris Dees, also of their CEO, Richard Cohen, it appears that the organization, by the end, in recent years, was operating more like a profit-making racket that was profiteering off people's genuine fears of hatred as a way to make money and pay top executives very, very high salaries, and in the process ruin everyday ordinary individuals' lives, people like me that they put on their blacklist.
Now, some further information here, and he kind of sorted through it, but I told you from the very beginning that this was a Me Too issue. Well, it's a lot worse than just a Me Too issue. It's a improper advances towards young females that are possibly near underage, interns that were coming down to work at the Southern Poverty Law Center so they could put that on their resume after being in law school, and they kind of size up the interns and dole them out to the right people type thing. And then once they got there, people making improper advances. But here's the big part, is that the top echelon knew about it, and they didn't do anything about it. So think of CBS in that particular case, or NBC. They knew about it, and they didn't do anything about it. Here's the social justice group, and they didn't act on anything. They just let it go by. And it was kind of understood that this is what happens, that there was prejudice against blacks that were working there, prejudice against women, and sexual attitude that was not good at all. Big Bird, coming back to you. Dan Mar Show will be back after this quick break.
The Dan Morris Show.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, what have we got here? Save money on car insurance when you've been home. Auto with Brad. Save money on car insurance. You ready? Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. That sounded pretty good, don't you think? I could do it one more time, but I think that's, what do you say, nailed it, right? Nailed it.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Lowe's knows you're the handyman who does it right to power through a project because you can't wait to get to the next one. We do it right, too, with deals on the tool brands you trust. Like DeWalt, now you can save $150 on a DeWalt 4-tool 20-volt max combo kit, including a drill, impact driver, reciprocating saw, and work light, all for just $249. Whatever project you're looking forward to taking on next, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid 327 through 43. See store for details, U.S. only.
Fox
News. I'm Lillian Wu. A setback for gun rights groups in the fight over bump stocks.
The U.S. Supreme Court rejected efforts to delay the ban on bump stocks, which allows semi-automatic weapons to fire like machine guns. The regulation, which went into effect this week, requires owners of bump stocks to destroy or surrender them or face jail time and hefty fines.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Top Democrats pushing back after the Attorney General declared there's no evidence of Russia collusion in the Mueller report, which House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants to see for herself.
We do not need an attorney general whose job interview was that the president is above the law, that doesn't think a president can be indicted, to be our interpreter of something that he should just show us.
There are some members of both parties calling for the attorney general to release the report said to be 300 pages long. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a warming trend underway after a cool start. Look for sunshine and a nice recovery today, up to about 73 for a high. Mostly clear, not quite as cold tonight. Overnight low temperature 46, still jacket weather. Then tomorrow, a warmer day with sunshine dominating, high in the upper 70s. We should be near 80 on Saturday, and most of the day will be dry. Can't rule out a stray shower, maybe in the afternoon, but scattered showers and thunderstorms become more likely Saturday night into part of the day Sunday before it turns dramatically cooler again. High temperature only 65, and the pollen count is still in the very high range right on through the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bang for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Big Bird. Big Bird, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How are you, my friend?
Hey, how are you? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Did you get your situation solved?
I did. Sparklingly. It worked out very well.
Good.
So everything's 100% now.
I like that.
Anyway, I had two things I was curious about. Is the first one is I saw something on the internet that somebody came out that that there was a big link about between John Brennan and Christopher Steele, that they had through their CIA contacts or something, that they had a knew each other and were probably considered themselves friends for a long time, years. And I looked for it again last night, this morning, while I was just briefly. I can't find it again. And I'm wondering if it's been covered up or what. But do you know have any info on that? And that's the first question. The second one is there was some stuff came out about George Soros and the Obamas being involved with Jesse Smollett, you know, getting his charges dropped. And I can't find anything else about that either. And I'm wondering what's going on, if I'm
Lewis,
it or did it happen?
Lisa Lewis, the Cook County state attorney, she was a Soros operation had donated to her, so we do know that. And we do know that Michelle Obama's former chief of staff, Tina Chen, who is a lady who's working here in Montgomery, she is the one that called Lisa Fox and said the Smollett family is concerned about what's going on. But we don't know what happened from there. I personally think, and we're going to get into this in just a little bit, I think the FBI is going to be looking at this, and I think this may have some deeper problems for these folks.
Well, I think so, too, because if you've got the Obamas and the Soroses involved in that, and you've got the Soroses and stuff involved with and the Obamas and Clintons involved with this this other thing going on, that may put a little bridge in the background where somebody's going to cross over and start finding something that may crack this thing wide open deeper than you ever believed it would happen.
Well, there's plenty to crack open, and the FISA warrant is going to be, I think that's going to be the killer for them.
Yeah, kind of like a target-rich environment.
Exactly right. War.
I mean, it's going to be nuts. But anyway, I was having trouble finding that, and I was just wondering if it was just being covered up and maybe somebody shadow banned it or something, made it hard to find. I know that if you go back on Google and you type, you could type in who owns the largest percentage of the American media, it would come back and it would say George Soros and went to owned 85%, and it would give a list of all the people and all the connections, how it all connected back to Soros. And I mentioned this to my brother and some other people, and they started searching and looking for it, and all of a sudden it disappeared. Now you do that same search, it comes up, and you don't see that. You got to dig to find any part of it. And I'm just thinking that there's something going on with the media, like your previous caller was talking about. I think there's a whole lot going on with the media and the Soroses and the hate Trump campaign. And I think this whole thing, that maybe we need to have a big antitrust lawsuit against the media.
Well, the people that are priming the pump on this is MoveOn.org. That's why the media is saying the same thing for every place. MoveOn does these talking points, and everybody just picks them up and runs with them.
Yeah, it just seems like there's some kind of a, I don't know if they're just lazy and don't want to do their own work, or if they're all in cahoots together. I just wonder, where that comes together at the top on the media.
Well, like I said, I think it comes from MoveOn.org.
Yeah. Well, anyway, maybe I should, maybe clearing the air ought to cover some of that conspiracy stuff. Maybe I'm going off on the deep end here. But I just feel like that the whole thing is a whole lot, I think it's way deeper than anybody believed it could be. And, I heard some people saying, well, only Trump is the only one they've done this to. No, that's not true. They did this to Reagan. They did it to Bush 41 and Bush 43 also. And not to this degree, not to this extent, but they still had, gridlock and blocking and all that kind of stuff. And they really went after Reagan. Didn't they try to bring some kind of thing against Reagan also? And I know they went after Bush 43. Didn't they try to impeach Bush 43 or try to at least start the process?
I don't remember that. I don't
remember exactly, but I know the media just every time you have a Democrat president and then you have a Republican president come in behind him, it just seems like the media just hammers that next Republican president that comes into office, and they just give him fits all the way through, and it's been driving me nuts, and I just think this whole thing is, it's been building for a long time, and this, maybe it's coming, it's like a big pimple, and this is the top of the corn.
Big pimple,
this is the
huh?
top of the, yeah, like the top of the corn. I think that big cyst is about to burst, and you're going to see all kind of stuff come out. It's going to be fun.
Too graphic for me. Thanks for your phone call.
Sorry. Yeah. Have a good one.
Let's continue on with the Southern Poverty Law Center and this guy that was on Fox this morning.
Yeah, they tried to ruin your reputation, and they ended up having to dole out multi-million dollars in settlements to you. Tell us your story. What'd they try to do to you?
Well, first of all, let me make this absolutely clear. They listed me as an anti-Muslim extremist, and the reason why I'm smirking is I am born and raised a Muslim, and I'm not even a conservative. I ran as a Liberal Democrat parliamentary candidate here in London in the 2015 general elections. And the reason they listed me is because I have set up for 11 years now, I've been a founder and involved in an organization called Quilliam, which seeks to challenge Islamist extremism within our Muslim communities. And I'm very vocal about that, because I spent a few years in my youth from the age of 16 involved in one such Islamist, yet legal but still extreme, organization. And so I speak from experience. We campaign openly against Islamist extremism, and the Southern Poverty Law Center, like many, unfortunately, among those that call themselves the progressive left, I call them the regressive left, have decided that challenging Islamist extremism is synonymous with hating Islam. They wish to silence all critique within our own communities. And so what they did, in what I can only assume is a targeted attempt at political and intellectual assassination of my character, they listed me as an anti-Muslim extremist. That, of course, people back then, this was about 3 years ago now, they took the Southern Poverty Law Center quite seriously, and it ended up ruining my personal reputation, my professional work in the United States of America. Quillian, my organization, is also a 501c3 registered charity in America. And of course, it affected our ability to raise donations for our work as well. And a lot of people don't have the tenacity or the energy that I have to fight such a behemoth organization such as the SPLC. I took the fight to them, and eventually, of course, not only did I win, they had to issue a huge public video and print apology and also pay me $3.375 million of damages.
Not bad work if you can find it. Here's a question for the audience. Are we seeing the beginning of the end of the SPLC?
It's very possible, because I was reading sources from the left. They're saying, no, give your money, if you want to give money to a true poverty law firm, to this firm in the Southeast or that firm. Like, yeah, there are people on the left that are coming for them hard, given the latest news.
Yeah, I kind of have that sense that they are about to abandon them. And particularly when this whole thing kind of comes out and we find the Me Too stuff here and the fact that they knew about it. Because you can't go run roughshod over CBS and then give SPLC a pass.
Though if I am, say, an activist or a legal, you know, of the legal mind, whatever, and I'm looking at the chaos at the SPLC right now, I see opportunity, because there's still a lot of money in their coffers.
Oh, yeah.
And so if somebody can come in and clean house and put on a new face and maybe a new mission, that might be an opportunity. But, yeah, I mean, from what I'm reading, the board of directors is, you know, we're all pretty much yes men for D's and whatnot. And if that's what I read. I don't know if that's true or not. But it's if they clean house, all that money's still there, so they might be around for a while, especially if they re.
Well, I think what they're going to start doing, typically what a liberal does is they start throwing money at the problem, and that means giving it away and going in and saying, oh, look, we're going to start giving money away to build friends. And it normally does not work out very well, but
we'll
I see them doing that.
What? We'll see in the fullness of time.
I've heard that somewhere before. Let's listen to this last segment of this guy.
They had to apologize to Ben Carson at one point, too, for putting him on the extremist file. We did reach out for a statement, and we have not heard back from them. Do you think all these allegations will make them clean their act up, or do you think they will collapse?
Well, what I hope happens is that the leadership is changed. A new after they're audited, which I believe is happening right now, for the culture in the office is being audited. After a new leadership emerges, I think they need to take a really long and serious look at themselves, but not just the SPLC. Generally, a lot of people that took their blacklists as gospel and began going after other individuals need to introspect at this stage. My fellow liberals need to introspect, and I don't believe that introspection has properly happened. People were, even while I was listed, Apple, George Clooney, they gave millions of dollars to the SPLC. And I don't think that we've taken a hard look at ourselves to see how that rot was allowed to set and how deep it went. And that it's time for introspection, I think.
And that's what happens when you have the watchdog people now being watched by the other dogs. This is exactly what happens. They think they're bulletproof. News on 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back with the final segment of the second hour right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going.
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Basements flood, security systems quit. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Last year alone, 41 million people lost power for an average of 5 days. And with severe storms becoming a common occurrence, it's only going to get worse. So how can you take back control? A Generac home standby generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, ready to automatically supply power to your home within seconds of an outage, whether you're home or away. And because it runs on either natural gas or LP, you won't have to wait in line to buy gasoline ever. Control your power, control your life with a Generac home standby generator.
With affordable financing options available, now's the perfect time for Mr. Electric to install an automatic standby generator in your home. And remember, Mr. Electric provides maintenance for backup generators too. For more information, call Mr. Electric of Montgomery today.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Let's change subjects a little bit here. Restoring voting rights for felons in Alabama. Southern Poverty Law Center is going to strike again here. Let's listen to this story.
Well, voting, it is key to democracy. Yet many Alabamians who have lost the right to vote do not realize they can have that right restored, thanks to a recently passed law. A project of the Southern Poverty Law Center has helped more than 2,000 convicts who have paid their debt to society restore their right to vote. But the SPLC says there are more out there. WSFA 12 News reporter Lydia Nussbaum is joining us live from the state capitol with more on the project. Lydia?
Well, Mark, the SPLC says there are tens of thousands of Alabama people with convictions that don't know they can have their voting rights restored. In the last few months, last 9 months, the SPLC has been going door to door telling those people that they could have those rights back.
The look of gratitude on her face, and it was almost like, you believed in me.
Michaela DeRosier shares how she helped one woman with a conviction restore her voting rights. The SPLC says there are thousands of convicted felons that do not know they could have restored voting rights.
And I register guys that don't know or don't understand how to get their voting rights back. I go talk to them as they get out of prison. I even talk to them through halfway houses.
So I didn't realize that this law had passed through here, because she said recently passed law that Kay Ivey had just signed recently, she said.
Do they make any distinction on the type of felony?
They do. And you have to be EOS in a sentence. You can't just be on parole. So let's go ahead.
I know that this is an electoral politics sensitivity, that, you know, what way will the felons that get their voting rights back vote? Who will get the credit? Who will they be loyal to? But in removing all that, I know that's part of the calculus, but removing all that, I am for something like this. If you served the time, paid your debt, you should be made whole again, depending, again, on the type of felony. I'm not too sure about somebody who's, you know, people who are life in prison be in prison, and maybe that solves the problem anyway. If you really murdered somebody, I don't love the idea of a rapist or these sort of things getting their rights back, but there are some felonies, clearly, if you paid your debt, you should be made whole again.
Grab that and let's listen to the second part of the story.
There are some reasons people don't know. Before 2017, it was not clear what crimes were disqualifying people from voting, and it was a murky process to get those rights back. But in 2017, Governor Kay Ivey signed into law a change clarifying which crimes you could not vote under, and it set up a clearer process for people to restore their voting rights. However, some say people still don't know.
There is assistance needed in this regard.
They also say the restitution fines to restore voting rights are barriers.
These ridiculous assessments of fines that are a part of the process that are keeping people from being able to vote.
Let's go to the phones and go to Chad. Chad said he's worked on this issue. Chad, welcome back to the Dan Moore Show.
Yeah, this is a Disenfranchisement Act that was passed in 2017. We already had a constitutional amendment that prohibits you from regaining voting rights if you commit crimes of moral turpitude. The problem was the constitutional provision that was passed in 96 didn't have a definition of what moral turpitude was, and all the probate judges couldn't figure, you know, everybody was kind of across, all over the place on it. So what they did, Dan, in 2017 is they enacted legislation that was worked on by the Secretary of State's office in conjunction with a lot of other government officials and private entities, and they came up with a set list of what crimes constitute moral turpitude, and you cannot have your rights re-enfranchised if you've committed those crimes. Also, what the guy was complaining about a minute ago, about fines and so forth, part of the condition of having your voting rights restored is you have to, fill out the rest of your sentence. It's not just your time in prison, but you have to pay whatever court fines may be assessed against you or cost. And he's there complaining about having to pay that, you know, so...
So what are the crimes that you do not get your voting rights restored?
I think my guess is DUI is probably on there. There are a lot, but I mean the crimes that you would think of, and I haven't looked in the list at the list in a while, but you know, murder, rape, robbery over a certain amount. Let's see what else you got: terrorism, child, sex trafficking. That kind of stuff. Those are the ones that are moral turpitude. It's still a pretty decent sized list, but it's not 400 crimes or anything like that. So, the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ACLU basically want the state to give everybody their rights back automatically after they finish their sentence, even if part of their sentence includes paying restitution, but they don't want to pay the restitution, right? But fortunately, cooler heads prevailed with the legislature in 2017, and they still require you, in order to get your voting rights restored, you have to pay whatever restitution was ordered, whatever fine, you were ordered to pay, et cetera. So that's kind of where it is. It's not a new bill. It's 2 years old.
If I'm out on parole, does that allow me to vote, or do I need to be EOS, end of sentence?
I don't know the answer to that, to be honest with you. I think you're okay if you're out on parole. I don't know if it has to be EOS or not.
Where would prostitution and drug use and dealing?
Yeah, drug trafficking is definitely on the list. All right, I doubt that low level prostitution is, but it's kind of like in law school you had the malum in se crimes and malum prohibitum. Malum prohibitum is we make it a law, we think it's a bad thing, but malum in se it's intrinsically and inherently an evil thing, a bad thing like murder, So most of the moral turpitude crimes are kind of malum in se, inherently bad things. Not that the other crimes are good, but just not inherently bad. Like kidnapping, that kind of murder.
How did you get involved in this?
I got involved because I represent, folks in the legislature, and there's a challenge, and they're always trying to subpoena legislators, to get them to testify about bills and so forth.